Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. On the program today, Betsy Fretwell, she's the Las Vegas city manager. Plus, we'll also have Mike Bolognini of Cox Communications and John Guidry from Bank of Nevada. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our broadcast from Washington, D.C., and we're here with Betsy Fretwell. She's the city manager for the city of Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
First time. It's about time.
It is the first time. That's great. And in D.C.
Exactly. Let me talk to you about the Strip. It's pushing further towards the city of Las Vegas with the expansions. What is this going to mean for Las Vegas?
Oh, I think it's great. We weathered a really tough recession, and so this growth and development that we're seeing, I think, is fantastic for us. And, you know, all of that helps continue some of the momentum that started downtown during the recession.
Right.
So this is, I think it's a compliment to what's going on downtown, and I think that it'll help build a much more robust resort corridor.
You know, what's amazing to me is this turnover, generational turnover in ownership of the properties downtown, the gaming properties. You're seeing some real excitement there.
It's really awesome. When you look at some of the things that Derek Stevens and the D is doing, and then you look down the street at what the Epstein girls are doing with the El Cortez, I mean, there's some really neat things that are happening in downtown Las Vegas, and it's the place to be. People love going downtown to see all the new bars, the new restaurants. They're having a great time.
And it's really become another attraction. As against being an adjunct in some way to the Strip, it's now become almost a must-see.
It's really kind of neat. I was talking to someone about this last night at dinner, that it really is one of those places you can go and you run into friends. And Vegas is a big spread out place, you know, we're very wide geographically. And there really aren't that many places where you can go and just happen on to a bunch of folks that you know. Downtown's becoming that place. And so that makes it very special. And I think people are really enjoying that. It's a completely different feel in the downtown Vegas area now.
When I first saw that occurring was with the opening of the Smith Center and the Broadway comes to Las Vegas series. And we'd had that for years in Northern Nevada at the Pioneer Center.
Right.
And I just thought, okay, it's not, you know, Broadway, but it's Broadway, which is fine. But when it came to the Smith Center, there was such excitement from Las Vegas saying, we finally have a place that's our community.
Right.
And I was thinking, well, you have all this stuff on the Strip. No, 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 this is real. This is part of our community.
It has really changed, particularly the cultural landscape, because we had and have great shows on the Strip. I mean, incredible entertainment on the Strip. And it's nice to have something that is built by us, for us, right in the heart of downtown, and that's what the Smith Center is. And it took a tremendous public-private partnership to make that happen. But over 1 million patrons and going strong since that opened, it's been a wildly successful venture. So it's a great feather in our cap, so to speak, downtown.
Tony Hsieh, Zappos,
yeah.
I mean, that's also been an incredible revolution because, you know, in Reno, for example, it's been 30 years of rebuilding the downtown area, and we're still going in terms of rebuilding it.
Right.
Here somebody comes in with $350 million of their own money and says, I'm going to create this. How is that going at this point?
Well, I think we're moving through those investments. So a lot of that money was spent put into land. And so it takes a little while to actually get the land producing and into a new development form. One of the greatest things that happened is last week we had the groundbreaking on a new residential apartment building downtown right by Atomic Liquors, so at 9th and Fremont. Who would have thought? And but for those acquisitions, but for that level of investment, I don't know that we would have seen that right now. Maybe. But everything that's happening in the East Fremont area is because of that massive reinvestment in that area that Tony Hsieh and his partners have made. And it's really made a big difference. There's still a long way to go. And I think the Downtown Project Group, which is the spinoff development group, they take a little different approach than your traditional developer. So they're a little more organic, and so it takes longer for things to formulate.
I was talking to the assistant manager for North Las Vegas, and he was telling me how, in terms of redevelopment, or development rather, that they are taking a feather out of the cap of Story County in being able to move the permitting process forward.
Mm-hmm.
Are you at the City of Las Vegas looking at this and going, Story County seems to be doing really well. how can we streamline?
Well, I hope that, listen, if North Las Vegas is successful, that's a success for the City of Las Vegas, in my opinion, because the whole region benefits, and frankly, the state does as well. We're hoping that we'll be able to capitalize on some of the feeder industries that will need to find a home. I mean, our downtown is a great place for corporate headquarters, for back-of-house industries, whether it's legal, accounting, those kinds of things. To help those businesses be successful, we'll be a great home for them, and so that's what we're hoping. And it builds a great partnership between us and one of our sister cities.
And you know, the same thing is going on up north with
yes.
Tesla and Switch. The surrounding counties are all feeling the impact because Story County in particular does not have a lot of housing, and so the housing is being moved to the counties that are surrounding it,
mm-hmm.
and they're very happy with that kind of growth.
I think you just have to figure out what role you're going to play. And try and be in the right position to do that. And so I think this is going to work out really well. And it's nice to have some diverse industries landing in Southern Nevada to help bolster that economic strength.
It is, although, I mean, tourism is always going to be the driver. I don't see any point in the future where that would, with as much, you know, you could have billions and billions of dollars worth of diversification and still that engine is going to be so strong.
And you want that to be strong and stay strong. No kidding. I agree 100%. But at the same time, you know, having weathered 2008 through 2011 or so, it was pretty rough when discretionary income really dropped for a lot of people around the country and the world. That had a dramatic impact on us. So if we have some industries that zig when that economy zags, we're in better shape. The bottom might not be so far down. And so it's really important for us to have some balancing industry that works on different economics than just discretionary tourism dollars.
And that's where we have to leave it. Betsy Frethwell, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Doing this. Please come back again.
Thanks,
all right?
Sam. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Congressional Coverage is brought to you by Pro Group Management and the Nevada Trucking Association.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers as we continue our programming from Washington, D.C. I'm joined by Mike Ballanini. He's with Cox Communications. He is the market leader for Las Vegas. And Cox, of course, is the third largest cable company in the country. Pleasure to have you on the program,
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So one of the big things that the chamber is trying to do here is I-11 between Phoenix and Las Vegas.
Yes.
This would be very helpful to Cox Communications, I would imagine.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, for Cox, we're in 19 markets throughout the country, and our two largest markets happen to be Las Vegas and Phoenix, Arizona. Where we tend to spend a significant portion of our capital dollars to continue to grow our infrastructure in those two markets. And we think anything that we can do to help continue the active growth in those markets is to the betterment not only of those particular cities, but from a selfish perspective, Cox Communications, because the more jobs and businesses that move into Phoenix and into Las Vegas, the better it is for both our commercial side of our business as well as the residential side.
Let me ask you a question then about growth, because in others that I've been talking to over the last couple of weeks, they've been telling me that they're looking at the potential again for between 4,000 and 6,000 people a month to be moving to Las Vegas with all the growth. Are those the kind of numbers that you guys are projecting as well?
Those are probably a little higher than what we are seeing. We really look, as we look at analyzing the market, we look at it in homes passed and in multi-dwelling unit construction, and we have seen a huge increase in those particular during the heyday before the decline and the major economic decline. We were looking at 50 to 60,000 new homes being built, and part of our franchise agreement, we build out to all of those homes. And so during that particular time was truly the heyday of being able to, how do you keep up with that much demand? At the decline, we were seeing less than 1,000 homes built.
That is stunning.
It was just huge. This year, we're looking at probably in the neighborhood of 15 to 18,000 new family, whether that be a residential, single family, or a multi-dwelling unit. So we're seeing the increase. I would prefer to see it be a gradual, methodical increase as opposed to going from where we are back to the growth during the heyday, because I think that puts a lot of pressure on the infrastructure of Las Vegas as well as on businesses to evaluate from a capital spend standpoint.
And all of that is true. The problem is that you've got about $12 billion worth of projects in the pipeline. They're going to bring thousands of construction
yes.
workers back. They're going to need housing. They're going to need cable. They're going to need
it's
everything.
It's exciting. It is. It's very exciting. And so as we look at our planning. I mean, the good thing about being a privately held company like we are is that we have the ability to go back to the family and ask for additional capital dollars as we see our business shifting. It makes us a little bit more nimble than being a publicly traded company because the family is very committed to the markets that we are in. And when we go back and lay out the business case and can talk about the growth and that we are actually meeting or exceeding what the plans were, and if we get additional capital dollars, that here's the value that it can bring to the business, they're very open to that and have been for the last 5 or 6 years. And we've gone back from Las Vegas and from an Arizona standpoint and asked for hundreds of millions of dollars a year in additional capital over what was already pledged, and the family has continued to support it because of the great things that come out of Las Vegas.
Let's talk about new technology, the gigabyte technology.
Yes.
What exactly is this, and how is it going to benefit the user?
So it is really... speed is the primary thing that you get with gigabit internet, and really what it comes down to is the possibilities that provides you, the opportunity for a residential consumer to be able to do things differently than they have done it before.
For example,
one of the things that's interesting is this whole concept of 3D printing and what has really happened. That, you know, 3 years ago, people talked about 3D printing, and it was kind of like, you know, I'm never going to be able to afford to do that. I'm not going to have the capability to allow my my child to think outside the box, to be able to think about creating something and use computer technology at home and then have it actually print out. You can now buy 3D printers at Costco. And so the technology has caught up, the price point has come down, the opportunity to really take the future leaders of our businesses and our community and allow them to imagine again is a lot of what that technology will afford. The other piece of it is things like deploying home health care. We've talked about home health care a lot.
Telemedicine, basically.
Telemedicine. Cox Communications just purchased, interestingly, a medical company called Tripolo. And Tripolo is geared around helping diabetics and being able to help doctors get real-time information from diabetic patients about what's happening relative to their feet. Because for a diabetic, the first place that diabetes starts to have an impact from a circular standpoint is in the feet. Many times the doctors find out too late to do something. So Tripolo has a technology where it's basically an insole that a diabetic patient wears. And they just have to wear it for a half hour, and it sends, utilizing the internet, sends information to the doctor that allows the doctor to keep progress on its diabetic patients. And if they see something starting to happen, they can proactively call and tell that patient to come in. And where we see the benefit is implementing the ability to bring that technology through the utilization of high-speed internet into the home.
And the bottom line for this is just the beginning.
Absolutely.
And that's right.
So you look at that, you look at home automation, you look at security, all of these things where we say we're the trusted provider of bringing traditional technology into the home. We can be that trusted provider to bring healthcare into the home, to bring automation, to bring security.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. As a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering a large two-topping pizza and 1 pound of wings with fries for $19.95.
We delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
You have a choice when it comes to buying a Jeep. And now Fernley is the place to go. Don Weir is proud to introduce Fernley Jeep, the area's newest Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealership. Northern Nevada is Jeep country. So right now, during our grand opening sale, Fernley Jeep will beat any price in Nevada on a new Jeep. You heard right. We'll beat any price in Nevada on a new Jeep. Check out our great deals at FernleyJeep.com and visit the new choice for buying a Jeep. Fernley Jeep. Powered by trust. Driven by you.
This summer, it's a breeze to start something beautiful at Ethan Allen, where you'll find hot savings, cool new styles, and always complimentary design service. Right now, buy more, save more on all furniture and seating, and save up to 20% on all accents, including new styles in our Santa Monica look. Its fresh new beach house vibe with vintage farmhouse flair brings unhurried style home. At Ethan Allen, it's easy to start something beautiful fast, too, with up to 20% savings on all custom quick ship upholstery.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. As a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering a large two-topping pizza and 1 pound of wings with fries for $19.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're joined by John Guidry. He is the Chief Executive Officer for Bank of Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Pleasure to be here.
So, in talking to folks as varied as auto dealers and Jan Jones from Caesars Entertainment, Robert Lang, the population growth in Southern Nevada is picking up steam rapidly. And those folks think that it's going to go back to being 4,000 to 6,000 people a month moving to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, certainly there's several elements to the economy and just the geographic nature of Las Vegas and the state of Nevada that I think attract people. Obviously, economic reasons, a lot of retirees want to come to the state for a fairly low tax environment, great entertainment, great value proposition to live in Las Vegas. And then with the diversification of jobs and the growth now of various industries, not just the casino and hospitality industry, I can see where, you know, it is possible for us to see those kind of growth numbers and sustain them for a while.
Well, and the interesting thing is that things are a lot different than pre-recession this time.
Sure.
For your industry.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of safeguards have your bank put in place to make sure that what happened previously is not going to happen again?
Well, all it takes is to lose a lot of money, and you learn some really valuable lessons. We certainly lost our share. And I think some of the things that we saw is we were not sustaining. We were at a pace that we couldn't sustain, especially in the real estate sector. There was so much financing available, so many sources of funds available to finance new projects. The checks and balances that exist today, there's much fewer sources of funds. There's fewer banks. There's fewer financial organizations outside of the traditional commercial banking industry that are providing capital for building of new structures, and then the economics of new real estate type projects haven't quite come back to justify investors wanting to come into the market. So several just kind of natural factors that have caused us to naturally slow that growth down.
But there's still money available at this point in time.
There is. We're already starting to see some signs of things going back to the old way, low pricing on loans, maybe higher loan to values than we saw just a year ago, more creative ways to structure financing. But if they're fewer and further between, they're more anecdotal than they are a pattern or practice. So I think that as long as we continue to maintain solid historical underwriting procedures that we have followed through my 30 or so year career, I think we'll see available capital to build projects that make sense.
Do you think that for the average homeowner, for example, or a person who wants to be a homeowner, that there's going to be money available for them to come in because the price is already starting to rise as far as housing goes?
Yeah, it's one of those areas that's still a little uncertain with some of the changes under Dodd-Frank bill and the regulatory requirements that the banking industry now has to follow in funding residential mortgages. It has really restricted and limited the number of lenders that are participating in the mortgage market, so that's going to restrict access to capital. It's so highly regulated, margins are so thin. Banks like ours, who used to do direct mortgage lending and keep those mortgage loans on our balance sheet, we're not doing that anymore.
Okay, and you know, with the potential for interest rates to go up, what concerns do you have there?
You know, obviously, anytime rate environments change, it impacts the consumer. And so for anybody that has adjustable rate mortgages, and there are still some of those out there, that would be a concern that the rates may rise too rapidly, and it makes it difficult for them to be able to service those mortgages and or refinance them and fix those rates because of the tight mortgage market that exists today. So that's a little concern. I don't have a crystal ball on this. I wish I did. But the best estimates that I've read is that if we do start to see a rise in rates, it would be relatively slow.
Right, and it would certainly appear that, that every time that there's any kind of hiccup in the economy, Janet Yellen says, well, maybe not this month.
Right, yeah.
Do you think you're going to see no money down type loans coming back?
I hope not. I don't think that that was prudent practice to begin with. Obviously, it was driven in part by policymakers that wanted to see more availability of home ownership. And then a market that was more than happy to participate in that as long as there was an end buyer for that paper. I think both of those things have changed. So I don't anticipate that happening, and I hope it doesn't.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Next time we're in Vegas, hope to come and visit with you again.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
We'll be right
back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nevada Newsmakers Washington, D.C. programs were facilitated by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce and Porter Group.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Road trip? Here you go in your new Dodge Journey from Carson Dodge, starting at $23,700. The summer clearance event at Carson Dodge Ram. See CarsonDodge.com.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I'm thankful every day for what Northern Nevada has given me. That's why I'm teaming up with News 4. Look for me in your local grocery store, and you might receive a random act of kindness.
Title Max makes it easy to turn your title into cash. Just go to TitleMax.com. Find out how much you can get.
Using TitleMax.com, I got
$1,400. $3,200.
TitleMax.com got me $9,700.
Best of all, most credit types are approved. Next time you need cash, try TitleMax for rate. Try TitleMax for the amount you need. Find out why so many people are saying,
I got my title back with TitleMax.
Get your title back with TitleMax.
It's summertime, and that means fun in the sun with family and friends at Lithia Reno Subaru, where you always get $3,000 minimum for any trade that drives. Or take 0% APR financing available on all new 2016 models. Lithia Reno Subaru is a great place to start your next vehicle search. Find hundreds of new vehicles, all with multiple photos, low prices, and with tools like a payment calculator and more. Visit us at Lithia Reno Subaru on Kitsikiet Grove.
News 4 is a proud media sponsor of Art Town.
You can download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. Just look up Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.